right now on VFN TV. An angel appears in Washington, D.C. and says, America shall be saved. Also, we'll be talking about God's whistle. Dutch Jesus is going to be prophesying about that angel. It was a prophetic dream. So many encouraging words. Also, we're going to be talking about how 2020 is a significant year, a hinge year. Prophecy today on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Dutch Sheets is speaking specifically how an angel appeared in Washington, D.C., showed up in the legislature office there, where the president walks in and gives the State of the Union and decreed, America shall be saved. This is a prophetic encounter with God. Also, that 2020 is a hinge year, a significant year. Get ready. God's doing some awesome things. Let's join now. So did you know God has a whistle? He talks about it in his word, but he showed me this whistle. This is what happened was, he literally gave me this whistle. God gave me this whistle, and I'm in what I call a secret place where I seek the Lord, and I was holding this whistle. He said, blow on it. It was just, it didn't look like a standard whistle. It was just big, long, like glass situation. And I blew on it, and like wind went through it, but it didn't make any sound. And he said, this whistle takes diamonds. I mean, he didn't say money, he didn't say gold. He says, this takes diamonds. For a moment, I'm like, oh, I was kind of shaking a little bit. And then I said, that's right. You know, kind of shook myself to realize, you know, we're people of faith. So I held my hands over a bed, made up bed, and I just said, diamonds be in Jesus' name. And all of a sudden, these rough diamonds appeared. And I took all these diamonds, and I took them and poured them down into this whistle. And as I was filling great wealth into that whistle of God, all of a sudden, people came from everywhere. They were crowding in, pushing, taking doors off hinges. You can't even hold. Well, God's going to do, it's going to be a flood of people coming to God. This is what Dutch is talking about. This is what Pastor John Kilpetter was talking about. This is what I'm talking about. This is what God is doing. A great harvest is coming where people are just going to pour. I think about Morningstar with Rick Joyner talking how God has shown him. Can you imagine 1,000 people a week, 1,000 people a week joining your fellowship or your church? Millions, a billion souls getting saved. I mean, it's going to take everybody, all hands on deck. You need to prepare yourself for this harvest is coming. Become a disciple yourself. Get trained. The Lord showed me that he's going to raise up pastors. Maybe you're feeling there's something in your heart where you're called to be a pastor. The Lord already showed me, possibly you, as I was calling out in this particular prophetic encounter with God, who is called to be a pastor, and people from all walks of life, mostly, you know, all ages. And when I said, they started raising their hands up. And the next phase of the dream, God was showing me that he's gonna train you up. He's gonna pour his heart into your heart to give you a pastor's heart for his people. And we're talking like 10 trillion people you pastor. You can't pastor that many people. But it could be just a small group of believers that God's put you over to be able to help take care of them. Well, God is raising up pastors. And maybe that's you. If that's you, contact us, get a hold of your pastor, you know, find out. See, I think the Lord's calling me to be a pastor. And that's just so encouraging. There's nothing more encouraging to see somebody who has a pastor's heart for his people, because ever how we treat God, ever how we treat God's people is how we actually treat God. So it's just powerful. You're talking about this powerful. And I think about, you know, the prayer movement that, you know, I think he said, give 15. You can download that app, go to the app store and download it. You go to DutchSheetsMinistry.org, I believe it is, DSM.org. But also, you know, the Lord called us back in, I think it was 2008 or 2009, almost over 10 years ago. We're celebrating our 10th year anniversary of praying every Monday of every week for 24 hours over 10 years. I know it's like, it's just amazing, ups and downs, but we're celebrating that right now. But we learned that from, you know, God taught us how to be able to have a concept of doing that through Mike Bickle, the International House of Prayer, Kansas City, who has 24-hour prayer movement. You know, prayer movements have begun all over the earth now because of their faithfulness. Dutch Sheets as well has gone out and started prayer ministry in VFN prayer and fasting community. That's what ours is. And you can start one in your church. It's so important to tap in to God. And there's like a harp and bowl ministry, we call it Revelations 5:8, that as you pray, it's like an incense offering going up before God, and the bowls that are before the throne of God get filled with the prayers of the saints. And then God takes those prayers at some point in time, and he just pours them over the nation, pours them over a people, pours them over where he wants to pour them. But it just builds up. And imagine just praying. I mean, think about the Moravians. The Moravians, talking about a prayer movement, they prayed for 100 years. 100 years they prayed. And what came out of that? A lot of things came out of that. But a big thing that came out of it is the Great Awakening, which is the beginning of the birthing of America and the American Revolution and the pilgrims coming over and, you know, from persecution. And it was amazing what came out of that prayer movement. The education system, missionaries came out of that, and just so many different things. Well, over 10 years that we've been praying in that, and I thank God for all the faithfulness of those that are praying everywhere in the world, but you can do that in your own church. Just get connected. You want to find out more details, just contact us about that. But be a part of the prayer movement. Download Dutch Sheets' app to be able to get, you know, take 15. And we're part of that call that comes in, just being able to pray for the president and pray for the nation. It's us together for him, for his glory, for his kingdom to come down. So these are exciting, exciting days. And part of that preparatory time, that's why I took that time to write that book, I Will Fight. You're seeing on your screen right now. I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success. It was that dream, that encounter in the secret place that God showed me and gave me his whistle, and that it took diamonds. But once that whistle blows and the great wealth is put into this particular whistle, then you're looking at what God uses to gather the nations. He gathers them in for the harvest. And so you can prepare yourself. Get your copy right now. As a matter of fact, we'll send you pay for the shipping, we'll send you a free copy of it. Just go to VFNKB, VFNKB.com, and get your free copy of I Will Fight to prepare yourself. And that dream and everything about it is in there. Well, listen to this. An angel shows up in Washington, D.C. An angel shows up in Washington, D.C. I mean, you're probably seeing this behind me now with this, you know, and the angel decrees and declares, America shall be saved. Think about that. An angel shows up in this prophetic encounter that Dutch Sheets is going to talk about, saying that America shall be saved. Let's join Dutch now.
I did a meeting in February of 2018 at the Trump Hotel. We did a conference called the Turnaround Conference because the Lord said, I'm about to turn the nation around, gather people to pray in D.C. I tried to do it elsewhere because the Trump Hotel is pretty expensive. It's 5-star, very expensive, built for world leaders, very pricey. Couldn't find any place to do it. I wanted to play seat 1,200 to 1,500 people. Either everything was already booked, or they said to us when we approached them and they found out who we were and what we did, we don't want you here. Some of them just flat out said, we don't want your conference in our hotel. So I finally told my daughter, I said, just, you know, call the Trump Hotel. I know it's pricey, but let's just see what happens. See what they have available. She called one evening or sent an email. The man over that department called her back at 6 the next morning, Colorado time, which is 8 o'clock in Washington, called her, didn't email her, called her. He said, I want to talk to you about your request, your inquiry. He said, what do you need? She started describing the room and this. He said, no, I know. He said, because she wanted to know it wouldn't be tables for like a banquet, it'd be like this set up. And he said, no, I understand all that. I know who you are, I know what you do, and I know all about the appeal to heaven stuff. And he said, we want you to do this conference here. We'll work with you and we'll cut our prices. We'll do everything we can to help you do this. So we ended up at the Trump Hotel, and they really did work with us. I've never had people that tried to be as accommodating and help us as much as they did. Anybody here that was there? One or two in the back, the rest of you, I don't know where you were, but I'm sure you had something more important to do. Anyway, it was mostly prayer, not a lot of speaking. We just wanted to go and worship and pray. And it was one of the most significant gatherings I've ever been a part of. And I knew just by the words that were coming forth, the prayers that were being prayed, the atmosphere, the faith, the blessing of the Lord as he hovered there, I just knew this is happening. He's turning this nation. It's been a long, hard battle. It's been 20, 25 years of intercession. But he's turning this nation. He's turning it back to him. And everything's building up to this awakening and revival. But it was a powerful meeting. At the end of the meeting, a prophetic dreamer had this dream. I dreamed that I, along with two friends, fellow intercessors, my mom and dad, so there were five of them, were walking down Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. I knew the turnaround conference at the Trump Hotel was just ending at that very moment. I turned and saw a courier angel coming out of the doors of the hotel where the conference was. A courier angel. He was carrying a scroll. His face was set toward the U.S. Capitol building, and he headed immediately in that direction. We decided to follow him and did so even as he went into the Capitol. We then entered the place where the lawmakers assemble, the exact scene of the State of the Union address. That would be the House chamber. All the lawmakers were there in their seats, and there were many people in the gallery. It was a packed house. This angel with the scroll was standing at the double doors that the president enters through at the State of the Union. He stopped and he loudly announced with authority and confidence, "All rise," what the angel said. And just as it happened at the previous State of the Union address, some people stood while others disrespectfully and snidely stayed seated. The angel then opened the scroll and said very loudly and adamantly, "The verdict has been determined. America shall be saved." And I tell you, America shall be saved. When the angel said that, immediately a cloud, the glory of God, came from behind the angel and filled the room. I want you to know, God's headed to Washington. He's bigger than that religious principality and that political spirit that rules there and that's tried to run him out of this nation and say to him, "This is what you can do and this is what you can't do. This is where you're allowed to be and where you're not allowed to be," and rewrite our history and say, "We weren't a Christian nation, never have been, never will be. That's all separate over here. God can't be a part of any of it." But I want to tell you right now, God's smarter than that demon. He's bigger than that demon. He's more powerful than that demon. And he knows how to get back what the enemy thought he had. And he's not the least bit insecure about that. Cloud came from behind the angel and filled the room. Those who had stood at the angel's entrance crumpled to their knees, weeping, broken by the reality of God's presence. Some who had been seated, refused to stand, were now on their knees, saying, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." Others remained seated, and I knew judgment was beginning to be administered and God's ruling authority was being set in place.
Oh, exciting. America shall be saved, that God is decreeing it with his angels. Remember, you believe the Lord and you'll be established. You believe the word of the Lord through the prophet and you'll actually succeed. It's for us believing what God's going to do. And we've been watching people be dishonoring and disrespectful to God and authority, and you're wondering what's going on in Congress, what's going on in the Senate, what's going on in the government, what's happening in the land. And God's saying, "I'm going to show up." And that all of you that have been crying out for me are going to be pleased and just falling to your knees and thanking God. The people who refuse to get up, some of those who have been dishonoring are going to fall to their knees and they're going to realize God is real. He's here. And they're going to say, please forgive me. Please forgive me. But there'll be those people that are they're staunch, prideful, and will not bow a knee to God, will not acknowledge him. And that's where judgment begins. But you understand, it's like, whoa, this is exciting. America shall be saved. I don't know if you've been praying. We've been praying for years. Dear God, you know, move, Lord. Just, and we've been crying. I'm sure maybe you have as well. These are exciting times. Just praise God for that, right? Isn't this exciting? Listen, comment below. We want to hear your thoughts. I'm sure there's something that God's laying on your heart. Maybe you're encouraged. Maybe you're inspired. What are your thoughts about the prophetic word that was just shared? We're going to be right back after this break.
We'll be right back.
Can I ask you a question? Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre. No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go. It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they've worked for others, and I believe they're going to work for you. I want to help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. That's why I want to bless you with my book for free. That's right. I'll cover the cost of the book. You invest in the shipping and handling. I mean, there's nothing to think about. It's free. Claim your book. Don't wait a second longer and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, listen, 2020. The year 2020 is going to be, it's literally a hinge year. 2020 is a significant year. It's a hinge year. I mean, you think about it. There's a war for souls going on in the nation. People's soul, who they are, where they'll spend eternity. Will they serve God or will they serve darkness? And you see all this hate speech and all the things going on. A lot of that, and most of it's just demonically inspired. They don't know it's demonically inspired. But if you ever read The Final Quest, The Final Quest by Rick Joyner was this encounter, vision, dream that he's had with the Lord. And the Lord showed him, you know, Ephesians 6:12, basically, you know, all the spiritual things that are going on and that God's more powerful than that. But he showed, and it shows you that literally demons of hate and demons of pride and demons of this and depression and all this kind of stuff. And so, and of course, he says that we have the authority over that in the name of Jesus. But this thing is, you see media, how media is just like, what is going on? I used to believe you. I used to believe what the, you know, what ABC, NBC, CBS, what they used to say. But guess what? They're saying it doesn't even make sense. It's just like demonically inspired. We gave a prophetic word that I repeated of a man who gave us the word talking about the anchors will begin to fall, the news anchors. And we saw that happening. The entire industry, news industry, is just shifting. Probably the next 4 years, 5 years, it'll be non-existent how we used to know it to be. But guess what? In 2020, Dutch Sheets is prophesying about 2020 that it is a significant year. It's very significant. I didn't realize this, but it actually is a 400-year anniversary of the pilgrims coming to Plymouth Rock. It's 400 years. Isn't that amazing? We're at 400-year anniversary when people who wanted to worship God, they were, you know, part of the break-off of the church was married to the state in England, for example, and they were like, we can't worship God. They won't let us worship God. And so they, you know, the Protestant church, they, you know, protested the present day church. And so they were being persecuted. And so 400 years ago, you know, they were coming to a place that they could worship God freely. That's why they came to America and landed at Plymouth Rock. Isn't that exciting? I mean, things are just coming. So 2020 is like a hinge year, a significant year. Let's hear what Dutch has to say about it.
That 2020 would be a very significant year. I didn't know all the details. I just knew it was going to be a hinge year. Year that we can either just bust this thing all the way through and then move on into everything God's been doing, or we could be set back. I wasn't necessarily connecting that to the elections, although I think that's a part of it. I just knew 2020 was significant. God gave me a dream, and the dream was about the Appeal to Heaven flag. But if you don't know about that, you can go to YouTube or you can go to my table. I've even written a little book called The Appeal, An Appeal to Heaven. This journey God put me on, this 12-year journey that ended with me being given this flag, the Appeal to Heaven flag, a prophetic journey. And the story of the flag, of course, I'm not going to go into it, but just to say it's a flag that George Washington commissioned in their early days during the Revolutionary War because they knew they couldn't defeat the British unless God helped them. Couldn't gain independence, couldn't have liberty and be a free nation unless God was in this and going to help us, because it was laughable that this group of people with no money, no army, nothing could defeat the greatest empire in the world. So they made a flag and flew it over all the battlefields and the ships, and it said, Appeal to Heaven. Our nation was born under a prayer movement. They said, the only way we can win is to appeal to Him. And so the Lord brought that flag back out and has used it a lot. And I have been one of the people that has talked about it and trumpeted that message. But I've been careful to try and do it, even though I do some conferences and call them Appeal to Heaven conferences. I've tried to be very careful not to turn it into a fad of sorts and build a ministry. And I do sell the flags, but we don't mark them up much. People are saying, man, you should sell these for more. So I'm not really trying to make money on them. I'm trying to motivate people to pray. I said, put this in your prayer room, get a little one, put it on your desk, and then with your pencil holder, just to remind yourself, Appeal to Heaven for America. But I could have built my whole ministry around this. I could have made millions, frankly. Thousands of these things are being sold. But I've been careful with it because it's a very holy message to me. And I don't even do Appeal to Heaven conferences every year. I didn't do any this year, but I'm going to do 3 next year. So I just wait and try to listen and as the Lord leads me to do it. But I'm saying all that to say, in 2016, I was given a dream by a man. I didn't have the dream. A prophet that I run with had the dream. And he said, I saw a ship in the water. It was like one of the pilgrim ships. It was wind driven. But the sails were just hanging down and there was no wind and it was just sitting still in the water. And he said a wind came and began to blow and started filling the sails. And then he said, it started a movement. And as the sails, there were 5 of them, as they filled with wind, he could see that they were all Appeal to Heaven flags. But at the bottom corner of each one of them, it said 2020. And as the ship moved away, on the back of it, it said DSM. That's how I refer to our ministry, Dutch Sheets Ministries. So he knew it was for me. I knew it was for me. And the Lord said to me, get ready for 2020. The enemy's going to pull out all the stops. And I'll just add, to the point of idiocy. The media's going to pull out all the stops. Demons they're all fired up. Principalities. There's a war for the soul of a nation because this nation is so connected to what God wants to do around the world. He needs America to do what he wants to do. He needs it for this harvest. He needs it to keep some things from happening that could stop what God wants to do around the world. So he has to have America. And so this war is raging and the enemy's losing the war and the enemy's going to lose the war. And the enemy is irate over this. And most of the absolute hatred in the nation right now is demonically motivated. The people don't know it, But these demons are so angry because they see the momentum that they had of turning this nation away from God. They see that momentum has been stopped and is now being reversed, and they're irate over it. Just angry as they can be. So the warfare is not going to diminish, but that shouldn't scare you, worry you, bother you. We just keep moving forward. Amen. We just keep appealing. We just keep gathering, making decrees, worshiping Him, glorifying Him, do what He says. We're not demon conscious. We're not infatuated with them. We're not looking for them all over the place. We just speak the word. We decree what He says, decree. We ask Him to save the nation. We just do what He says. We're God focused, not devil focused. We're not reactionary. That's one thing He said to me. He said, for the next year, and I launched this a few weeks ago, He said, I want a one-year siege in this nation of intercession to push what I'm doing through all the way. He said, I want you to be very focused for the next year and a one-year siege. And He said, I do not want you to be on the defense. And this is what I heard Him say. The church has come to the place where we don't have to be reactionary anymore. And then when the devil does something, oh my goodness, we need to pray against what the devil's doing. We need to be the one causing him to be reactionary. We need to hear what Holy Spirit says. We always need to be ahead of the devil. We're not going to wait and see what he does. We're not going to wait and see what happens. We're going to determine what happens. So now here we are. It's time. Moving into this year, I'm gearing up. I'm going to do three gatherings. We're going to do one of them right here in March.
Think about it. It's time. It is time, right? You think about, you know, how much of your prayer life is focused on, oh, Lord, this happened, that happened, versus he's called us. He said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You can say to this mountain, be cast into the sea and not doubt, but believe in your heart, it'll be done for you. So he's called us to literally be a nation of kings and priests, to be able to speak in authority for things to happen, to decree and to declare. You know, things that God has shown me, for example, just an example. You could say, oh, Lord, you know, please touch the economy, God, help people get jobs, you know, help bring finance into your kingdom. Well, the Lord showed me specifically that he told me, he says, the seed of evil is coming down and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. I mean, he told me that very specifically. So I can decree in the heavenlies, and we'll hear more about this in a little bit more, but just decree it by saying the seed of evil is coming down and the seed of the righteous is rising. You can declare that in Jesus' name. Instead of say, oh, Lord, if he told you it's going to happen prophetically, then you can speak it out and decree it. The seed of evil is coming down. The seed of the righteous is going to rise. Hey, this is exciting. Listen, comment below. What are your thoughts about that? An angel appearing, decreeing America shall be saved. The 2020 is a significant hinge year. God's doing some pretty amazing things. The very fact that it's like the 400-year anniversary of the pilgrims coming to America so they could worship God. What's God doing? We want to hear your thoughts below. As a matter of fact, can I pray with you right now? I want to pray before you go. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience right now. I pray that you would inspire them. I pray right now for this lady that she's been depressed, Father God, and that she's going through a time of struggling, God. I just speak encouragement over you in Jesus' name. I speak hope over you, and I say you'll get a vision for the future as God is releasing these words over you. And I pray for each and every one to be inspired by these prophetic words in Jesus' name. And God, we ask you, dear God, end abortion. We decree abortion's gonna end. Send revival, Lord. Send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.